Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear. Stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. LER, Lower Extremity Review, evidence-based magazine. And UK Health Radio. Topic, youth sports and women's health. Got a great doubleheader, Joe Franco, founder of Chesapeake Films. He's the creator, producer of the upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. He's returning. And then Desiree Cassell, she's a doctor of physical therapy. She's a women's pelvic floor expert and a popular podcaster. Then the sports doctor's in, upcoming guest info, a few emails. Hey, Joe Franco, welcome back to the Sports Doctor, my friend.
Thanks for having me back. It's a pleasure.
I'm trying to remember. Give us some background, Joe. How many years ago was it you and I, we first got together with you as a guest talking about this project, you as one of these semi-frustrated sports dads? Give us some background on that, Joe.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been at least 4 or 5 years. When I started putting the plan in place to make this movie about youth sports and the challenge of youth sports, it's been an incredible roller coaster ride between COVID, between, you know, everything else, you know, talking to people, discovering more and more things.
One of the funny stories is when we first talked about it, you said, you know, this youth sports is like a $12 billion a year business, something like that. I'd have you on every once in a while over the years catching up, and we would talk about, you know, it's a $100 billion a year business. We watched that incredible, crazy growth. Of course, you're a filmmaker, Chesapeake Films, right?
Exactly. So it's been now, I think, we're at to $40
million. Well, again, it's big business. And, you know, we wanted to, I am proud to have taken part in some of this from the beginning, along with some other great experts. You really branching out, becoming somebody who's very serious about the whole youth health world, whether
oh, absolutely.
It's sports or non-sports. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we talking about this whole type 2 juvenile diabetes scourge mm-hmm. and how I'm getting so involved on getting the exercise and nutrition side, the lifestyle
absolutely.
Side, really, really involved. But, of course, you're a sports dad, right? Your
yeah,
kids are serious
correct.
Athletes. And how are we doing, in your opinion, Joel? I think we've made some great progress, however, right?
However, there's always a however. We make progress, like, in parts. I feel like we make like one step forward, two step backwards. You know, if we have, I've noticed that, you know, if we have clubs or teams that have like, oh, let's take care of nutrition or let's take care of strength and conditioning, but then they charge thousands of dollars so the kids can't do it. So it's almost like, okay, so why do you even have it? So we have a lot of that. But at
yeah,
least.
Still, and of course, the more serious. The more talented your son or daughter is, the more the overkill pressure mounts, whether it's overscheduling, whether it's just being too aggressive, whether it is the late great sports psychologist who shared the radio with me in the 90s, Jim Vickery, he said, my two pearls for sports parents were, number one, don't be a critic, you know, and yep. analyzing your kids. And number two, be a good listener when we see half these kids. So we wanted to raised dramatically with you the awareness of all of this,
We wanted to get big time into the education. You know, we've made great progress in the concussion world. We continue to make great progress. And, hey, you know, what's the best shoe for your son or daughter, right? Like we would talk about.
Exactly.
To all of the all of these kinds of pressures. And I, you've experienced, you know, the highs and lows of trying to put something like this together and get cooperation of all. That's why I always ask you, Joel, how your sports psychology skills were. Right.
Oh my God! If you knew.
How old are your kids who play soccer?
My son is 16. My daughter is almost 15.
Okay. Are they still involved as much as they were? You were played internationally.
Yep. They sure are. They're trying to. They love it. They're still having fun. Of course, sometimes. You know, the fun is hard when you have the pressures that they put on these kids.
I want to underline that. I want to underline what you and I felt was so key from the beginning. They're still having fun. Dr. Cooper used to talk. He said, once it becomes drug or drudgery, you know, Little League Baseball, as wonderful, great as it is, 25 years ago, they woke up one day and realized, holy cow, 40% of the kids aren't coming back. What's going on? And they really realized again there was just too much pressure to win, overzealous parents, et cetera, et cetera. So there's been a tremendous amount of progress. The NAYS, the National Association of Youth Sports, who celebrated their 40th anniversary, have been guests of mine, where they deal with coaching coaches, you know, and dealing our friends at what used to be iSports, the 360, now Signature. With Ian Goldberg, you know, again, the communication between parents and coaches. So you've managed, again, like you said, so important. As serious as these kids might be, we need to have them enjoying it. And we're all familiar.
They have to enjoy it.
Yes, yes. Whether it's the doctors. Now, you've been working, again, with this concern of trying to make available. We've been involved with this, of the kinds of home programs that these kids be doing, whether it's strengthening your feet and ankles, working on balance, doing some other kinds of at-home conditioning. And what's her name, the gal who's been working with you with this? She was on the show.
Yeah, we have Shalane Miller. She's in charge of all the strength and conditioning and nutrition. And then we have Reed Malby, who does the mental part of it.
Oh, yeah, Reed's been, again, a guest of mine over the years, another real powerhouse in this whole area, again, of youth sports. You know, whether the kid is the most talented kid in the country, whether or not you're their parent, or whether you're their coach, we start to, again, see some of these particular challenges. And the two big ones always have been, number one, we want to prevent injuries. We want to prevent problems as best
it's
we can. And number two, when indicated, we want to enhance performance. We want to work on all these areas of, hey, you want your son to be two steps quicker, or the idea of mental training, paying attention. And we've seen a lot of sports parents positives with that. What's the website people find out about the about documentary and the programs, Joel?
Yes, the website is whereourchildrenplay.org, and you can find all the information about our nonprofit, about the movie. Everything is on there.
And the when are you looking at, hopefully, that people still get a chance to start seeing this?
I really hope. We're getting really close. I mean, we finally finished the edit, so the edit is done. So now we're just working on the, you know, the music/sound, and once we've done that,
Did we make sure I had the right makeup when I was doing some of the documentary? I just wanted to
Of course. You're going to get a lot of people asking for your number, for sure.
Yes. Yeah. The idea of this becoming, now this is before pay-to-play. Good luck to us. And before all of these, we're already seeing the hassles now with the gambling side. This was just really stupid in so many different ways. There's so many pressures on these kids. When we're
getting
talking,
worse.
And again, once we add traveling teams, once we add club teams, you know, I came out with that article a couple of years ago, The Prodigy Sports. And you're that where we want boys and girls to play different sports absolutely their whole career, get different experiences, different teammates, et cetera. But that's great unless your son or daughter is a figure skater or a ballet dancer or even now soccer, tennis, swimming, where we see specialization very early. And we try to tell parents, look, if this is what your son or daughter loves, then this is how we have to pay attention to making some special situations, even mentally. We don't want to end up with a war over some of this stuff. You know, we've all been familiar, like we said, with the overzealous parents or coaches. Yep. Even doctors, we've had nightmares with some of this stuff.
Oh, my God. And don't forget TikTok and the misinformation that it's out there. And they tell kids how to train and from just some random person and with no credentials. And kids follow it. And then they get hurt because of it. Oh, it's awful.
We have to be very careful. Yes. And the idea, again, of putting together some of these different teams. It's one of the reasons why I became the quarterback with these segments of the Sports Doctors in, is I surrounded myself with over 20 experts. I had 10 of them in the book that I co-authored with Sharky, the Hall of Fame volleyballer, Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, where we got together 8 different experts in all these areas, putting their 2 cents in to what it takes to bring a serious youth athlete. And, you know, whether it was the mental side of it or whether it was the physical side or the parenting side and or the coaching side, we really wanted to add, because we all know what it's like, even the financial side, where we would really see, I've had experts on all the time trying to realize what it's like to try to get this kid ready, maybe the scholarship, maybe not a scholarship. You know, this is why the 109-year-old organization, Joe, Baseball Blue Book, I'm involved with the sports medicine over 100 years ago, where this was the place to go if your son was a baseball player to find out different information and then, you know, try to make sense of it all. So I'm excited of again, having some tremendously new influence in this particular case regarding, again, children's fitness is a $1 trillion-a-year business. And we need to pay big attention to including exercise. I wrote an article in 2008, Joel, called Let's Get Them Walking. I wanted to get walking as a curriculum in school. It's still a tough
sell. Oh, my God, that would be amazing.
But we really want to include this because now, you know, the type 2 juvenile diabetes, they had to change the name. It used to be adult onset diabetes, and then they started seeing all these teenagers with these kinds of challenges. So exercise is a major, major key, again, in and out of sports, and we're hoping that the documentary will really, really help spread the word, you and the organization, which is the ability to do some smart things at home, to get educated, and, you know, social media, between the pandemic and social media, Joe, it was a big, big double whammy, to say the least.
Absolutely. People can get to me via, like I said, all the information is on my website. And then you can always look me up at on IG, on Instagram, on Twitter, or X, at Doc U Sports.
How long has Chesapeake Films been around, Joel?
Oh, it's almost 20 years.
Wow. So, you know, the documentary and the idea, the ABCDEs and Fs about putting a film together, how to be a great kind of expertise, all you had to do was look in the mirror, right?
Yeah, I wish I had all the answers, but yes, it started with me and me asking questions, and I think that's a key of all of us as parents, as coaches, as influencers or call it whatever, doctors. It's all about that, asking ourselves questions, about being curious about how to make things better, because so many times we ignore things, and we know what we need to do.
Dr. Vickery, be a good listener. Is your son or daughter hurting? You know, sometimes kids will hide that they're hurting because they don't want to be on the bench. You know, Dr. My daughter's knees are killing her unless she takes two Advil twice a day. All of these kinds of things are a major, major key in youth sports. And again, everybody, the more talented the kid is, the more we see these kinds of pressures on top of them. And the idea of there's a lot of great advice out there. This is why we're so excited with the documentary and everything that's gone into it. And the fact that you're, I guess, you know, your kids are still putting up with you, I guess, right?
They are putting up with me. It's shocking, but they are. But it's good because it's nice because I think by now we have an understanding with both my kids that, you know, they ask me for information and I share with them. I don't volunteer if they don't ask. I just say, hey, if you guys need it, I'm here. Ask away.
Yes, plus you know coaching, I mean? coaching your own children is a whole different ballgame. Again, it's great.
It is.
So many times as coaches, and when you're coaching these kids, it's one challenge. And, of course, in so many instances, that's where somebody becomes a coach, is that your son or daughter is on the team. And many times then we run into some of these concerns and challenges regarding playing time and favoritism and all of this kind of stuff that goes into good old-fashioned youth sports parents. In so many ways. And this is why, Dr. Vickery, we talk so much about you want to be a good listener. You really want to be able to share. I got news for you. It goes by so fast. I miss it, man. My son grew up playing sports. His daughter playing sports. All of a sudden, boom, you know, maybe it's college. Those days are over.
I know.
You really miss going to those games. And but like Dr. Vickery said, don't be a critic. Don't be, you know, in the car on the way home starting in on these kids. Because burnout in children is a very, very big challenge, and it's something that I know you've paid a lot of attention to in and out of the documentary, right?
Exactly.
Hey, Joe Franco, I knew he'd fly through again. We're going to keep on talking, Joe, with the progress of the documentary. Sports Doctor, everybody. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself
on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Desiree Patel. She is a doctor of physical therapy, and she's a women's health explore expert on women's holistic health. Desiree, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks so much for having me. Happy to be here.
Great. You know, the world of physical therapy, longtime guests on the Sports Doctor, women's health, women's biomechanics, etc. So important. The whole core pelvic floor. Give us some background on yourself and this specialty of yours in and out of sports, which is pelvic floor concerns.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, my story could start as far back as when I was in high school peeing my pants in basketball. but that would do it. Yeah. Beyond that, you know, that was even just here and there, and I didn't think anything of it. And I had a kid pretty young. I was 20 when I had my first daughter, and, you know, I was just peeing my pants with sneezing and coughing, and I was kind of just welcomed into motherhood, like, hey, this is life, and welcome to it. And I didn't know that that actually is not normal and not how things are supposed to function until I went into PT school and went into the pelvic floor courses. And even at that point, I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, I want to put this into my body, but I don't know if that's going to be where I go, because I actually was really just so passionate about orthopedics and sports ortho. And so ultimately, I got pregnant my last year of PT school and was like, okay, let's see if I can keep my issues from getting worse. And I was able to completely heal all my symptoms while I was pregnant. And so it was kind of this big, like, oh, wow, this actually is a life changer and more people need to know about this. And I just got so lucky.
Yeah,
I got
you're talking about a specific program for strengthening of all these areas, core, glutes, hamstrings, you know, the whole postural area, as well as specific attention of the what is the pelvic floor?
Yeah, so good question. And actually, initially, it was not as a whole body approach as that and as I teach now. It was very much just isolated in the pelvic girdle, you know, Kegels and breath work. And that was kind of what the main kind of mission was at that time when I was being taught. And, you know, yeah, the pelvic floor.
And they were good.
That
was good.
Muscle.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. But it's so limited compared to
exactly
the kind of knowledge. That's why in the world of podiatry, every step you take, you generate 50% of your weight.
As a sports podiatrist, I'll tell you, Desiree, 50% of the females I've seen over the years, you ready, everybody? A knee problem as a foot specialist. And many times it's these kinds of concerns, again, of weight-bearing, biomechanics, the way these systems work together, you know, whether it's chronic back issues or, you know, the whole world's got back issues and whatever.
Yeah.
So the attention, right?
Yes.
It's become a very big commercial in some of these different areas, which was leakage, which used to be, you know, taboo. Nobody could talk about leakage, God forbid.
Right.
Has become a very, very big topic, and it makes so much sense. And it's great news to hear that attention to strengthen these kinds of areas. Every time you, I call it instability, every time you create imbalance, you're working those areas, you're working those muscles. The late, great sports therapist, Bob Guide,
exactly.
I spent 40 years with this guy. He cared so much about stability and balance and how it affected these particular areas. Is this the kind of attention that you're looking to pay?
Yeah, so that's exactly it. You know, when I got into the actual, you know, out of school, got into an orthopedic clinic, they immediately wanted me to do women's health. So I said, okay, cool, I get to do the ortho stuff I like, and I like working with moms, so sure, let's go do that specialty. And it was just, you know, I can't see it separate now. Like having that orthopedic lens and then seeing the pelvic floor stuff, you know, it's sad a lot of pelvic floor therapists still just treat in isolation at that pelvic girdle. And I am a whole body therapist. So when someone comes in to see me with
leakage. Is it true that any woman who's had children is definitely going to have, whether their shoe size increases by a half a size or a size or more, mechanic wise, and or again, the pelvic floor, I would guess the stress to that area, this should be a routine postpartum part of post-childhood delivery, wouldn't you say?
Totally, totally. I'm a huge advocate for it being standard of care, even if you don't have symptoms. Because I'll tell you, Dr. Bob, most people actually think that strength is the problem. But most of the internal assessments I do, it's tightness. Things are too tight. So then if you go into Kegels and strengthening too soon, you can actually cause problems. And, you know, birth is pretty traumatic. So people think things get super stretched out, which sometimes is the case. But more often than not, the nervous system causes it to lock up. And then if you add in, you know, fascial restrictions from a scar or an incision or tearing, it can just wreak havoc on the whole system.
Yeah.
But,
plus, you know,
yeah,
again, the females, by the way, everybody, in case you're surprised, have wider hips. And there's an angle called a Q angle. That's the angle between the long bone, the femur bone, the thigh bone, and your knee. And it's increased in females and is aggravated, magnified with pronated feet. And many times with feet that collapse excessively, that torsion around, again, the knees, like we were mentioning, why the idea of a prescription orthotics could be magic to any of these girl athletes who are dealing with overused knee problems. And again, when you're talking about, again, on the sports side, running, jumping, menstrual cycle concerns, how important then is it to pay big attention to pelvic floor prevention?
Yeah, I mean, it's crucial. And again, I would go back to what you said, like it's that full kinetic chain. So when people come in, I'm looking at their feet, making sure they can absorb shock, that they have arch stability naturally, that they can hold alignment and share that load between the feet and the hips, because we contact the ground through our feet. So even if our pelvic floor is strong and flexible and coordinating well, if you don't have that shock absorption at the foot, if you don't have the stability at the hip, it is going to go into the pelvic floor and you might see the leaking, but you might also not have leaking and just have hip pain or knee pain, like you said, and that could still be coming from pelvic floor because we do have an internal hip muscle that helps to stabilize our hip coming out of the pelvic floor, which then impacts, as you said, our knee and our feet alignment. So we really have to keep an eye on that whole kinetic chain, especially for high-impact athletes. You know, it's sad. I was just seeing a study how up to 64% of young women have pelvic floor dysfunction symptoms through sports. Obviously, some sports are harder than others. The 64% was in gymnasts, all the jumping and bouncing that they're doing.
Yeah.
But then even cross train runners and all of these heavy athletes and lifters, prolapse is a concern. Leaking is the main thing we think about, but having your organs fall out of your body is also a concern we want to keep an eye on.
Absolutely, to say the least. And this is why we recommend to all of your athletes, I don't care what their age or their sport is or their level, to strengthen your feet and ankles, be proactive, learn rubber bands, learn how to work those feet and ankles. Ankle problems are still number one in all sports. Mm-hmm. Two, work balance. If you need, again, get some good advice from your physical therapist on what are the good postural exercises. Again, the late, great Bob Guida, when he talked about the core back in the 70s, medicine didn't know how to spell core, let alone pay attention to it in some different areas. And this is, again, where, you know, physical therapy has become such a tremendous vehicle for returning from injury or from preventing injury. And have you found that medically, the gynecological world, the pediatric world are tuning into the fact of as big a problem as this could be once you start adding sports to the agenda?
Somewhat. Unfortunately, I have found there to be a little bit of a block there. You know, I think that especially in the women's health world,
yeah,
it's very
it's amazing, how many blocks. I can't tell you how many blocks there are when we're talking. When I talk to experts in so many different areas, you're a great example. And I ask, how are we doing, you know, whether it's childhood obesity that I featured on my show for 30 years, give it take a few weeks, or concussions from with people all over the world in one regard, pink concussion experts in so many areas, and ask again, how are we doing? And a lot of times, wherever they are in the world, wherever their vocation, they roll their eyes. Are you rolling your eyes? again, with all the progress, we're making a lot of great progress. At the same time, we start to see again. That's why I always ask experts like yourself, I got to ask you how your sports psychology skills are, working with these women and their coaches and or their daughters.
Yeah, I mean, it's this whole body, right? And we got to take that mental load into account because stress is a major cause for pelvic floor dysfunction.
Give me quickly the website to you and your work.
So I am the Balanced Momtality is my clinic. So my website is balancedmomtality.com. It's like mentality, but mom. So little play on words there.
I like that. Yeah, we're going to talk more about that in your podcast. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
Hey, everybody, we are back with Desiree Cassell. We're talking the importance of the whole pelvic floor scenario with athletes as well as not, postpartum moms, et cetera. Again, the founder of Balanced Momtality Women's Health. Talk, Desiree, about your podcast, which I know is really highly regarded.
Yeah, so my podcast is actually Pelvic Floor, Core, and More, because we talk a little bit about a lot of things. And I have loved
showing
up
there. It rhymes.
Yes. We talk about pelvic floor, physical therapy, exercise, mom life, juggling all the chaos, nutrition, so much goodness in there. And I also have an app called Pelvic Floor, Core, and More as well, where I host free master classes. There's trackers in there to keep an eye on pain, leaking, sleep, stress, as well as my on-demand 12-week restore program that I am super passionate about. I think this is information everyone needs to know, and I'm just on a mission to make it more accessible and
more. I'm looking forward to joining you in the near future again, talking again about all of these aspects we're talking about.
We're
going to
have you in mind, though.
Yes, how the situations affect so many other areas where the almost all lower extremity recurrent problems, low back, hips, knees, feet, ankles, almost all, if they're not foot-caused, they're foot-related. Mm-hmm. You have high arches, you have flat feet, are you knock-kneed, do you have a good range of motion? And this is when many times, again, we look to the physical therapist to blend all these systems together and look to strengthen and help stabilize. Guider used to talk about in sports, strengthen the breaks. He'd say work to stabilize. That's why he was such a major proponent of balance. You'd walk into his clinic, everybody was balancing on mini trampolines, Desiree. And they had a hockey stick in their hand or Jimmy Connors with a tennis racket and Walter Payton balancing and whatever. And they'd move around the trampoline and create all sorts of stability challenges for the body. We were working then with the Olympic volleyball team, jumping and more jumping and more jumping. So the situations of strengthening the breaks made a lot of sense. It still does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that because I love balance. You give me a fun balance game because in my ortho world, I treated so much foot and ankle. And so, like I said, getting into pelvic floor, I can't see them separate now. So
I have something very exciting for you to look at. Yes, this is what you want to look at. It's called the Sand Dune Stepper. Stepper is he's been on my show for years. It simulates being on the sand, working your feet, gripping. Oh, it's incredible. This super foam scenario for all sorts of, whether it's Parkinson's or disability or high performance, sand dune stepper, something you want to take a look at. But again, tilt boards, the Bosu, mm-hmm. we've always
Bosu,
liked
yeah.
a lot, as well as the, so whether you're 80 years old or you're the top talent, 13, 14-year-old cross-country runner or whatever it happens to be, when do you start seeing symptoms? I know we're generalizing regarding young females in these areas?
Yeah, I mean, if they are in one of those higher risk sports, like you mentioned, cross country, gymnastics, but especially as they get into those baby rearing years, it's usually the athlete that's been lifting, running, even maybe through pregnancy.
Soccer, basketball.
Anything that's running and impact. That's definitely where things can start to become a problem. And again, it might not even show up as a leak. It might show up as like a hip issue or a foot issue. And then as we check out the system, pelvic floor and core aren't doing their part, right? And we got to get it all to work together. But people think it's usually like one event.
How's the challenge of a young girl who might be embarrassed about even discussing whatever, or paying any attention, slight leaks and whatever, that seems to be a challenge of allowing it to be okay to discuss these things, like mental challenges.
Definitely. And I mean, I'll tell you, I have a 14-year-old right now, and it is a joke. Like, if they laugh and pee, they're like, oh, I peed myself again. And I'm like, hello, that's not allowed. We got to fix that. And so it's either a joke or they don't want to talk about it. And then I see them 10 years later where they're like, oh, yeah, I've been leaking since high school, or I have had pain with intercourse since high school. You know, there's like things that are really obvious that we don't want to talk about, and there's a taboo around them. And it really just starts with making it a normal conversation. I'm a big advocate trying to get into the high school health class here just to kind of help normalize these issues, because, again, I just thought it was normal. And I am really passionate about helping people realize what's common does not mean it's normal, and there is stuff we can do to help it.
And how long have you been doing the podcast?
I'm going on, this is my third year, almost 4 years now.
Okay, and the topics must be an endless array of topics, like what we're exactly talking about, whether it's the mental and or physical challenges of this. How has been the cooperation, for example, in the OB-GYN world or general practitioner world, paying attention to discussing this with their patients? Again, like you said, that's definitely an upward challenge.
Yeah, you know, I think that the effort is there and that they're addressing that these are problems, but they don't quite get the solution. So I get the referral for Kegels, you know, go do more Kegels, go do strengthening. And unfortunately, like I mentioned, that can make things worse. So I think they have good intentions and they're starting to recognize,
yeah, that's
like,
an interesting fact. That's an interesting fact that the famous Kegels type exercises to strengthen all of these particular areas might end up being counterproductive. Again, it goes back to being able to be identifying what you're dealing with and then be able to, move forward. And has the, I would imagine that the chiropractic and the osteopathic profession would be a little bit more in tune, hands-on situation involving paying attention to this.
Yeah, I've had a lot of great relationships built with other chiropractors, even other physical therapists, you know, that don't want to go into the pelvic floor world. Massage therapy is really into it. And so I do see, and I have some great medical providers too, but it's definitely more in kind of the holistic world than the medical world.
Hey, Desiree, give us again, I know the time will fly with you. Give us again the people can contact you, learn about your work and your program.
Yeah, well, my website is balancedmomtality.com. That's also my handle where you can find me on Facebook or Instagram, The Balanced Momtality. My podcast is Pelvic Floor Core and More, and so is my app. And it's free, so go download it and take advantage of the good stuff I have inside.
Yes, Balanced Mom, M-O-M.
Mom,
Tality,
yes.
T-A-L-I-T-Y. Very cute. Thanks so much, Desiree, for joining us. You're definitely part of my roster. Have you back.
Thanks
and
for
hold
having
on,
me.
Please. Hold on, please, Desiree. Be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide. School pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. globalschoolwear.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
The station that makes you feel good.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is the Sports Doctors In segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics, get a little Dr. Bob wisdom, answer a few emails. Correction, I got to get that corrected. The website is thesportsdoctorradio.com. Thesportsdoctorradio.com. Great guests and topics coming up. Ryan Nordell, a leader in the whole world of health and wellness, biohacking, natural medicine. We're looking forward to him joining us. Then Jan Scherf. January Scherf is the new editor at Lower Extremity Review magazine, the magazine that I've published so many different articles for. Their publisher, Rich Dubin, is a frequent guest. They're a supporter of the Sports Doctor, and Janice Ratke was for years the editor, and January is now taken over. So we really want to tune into what she's doing there as editor of Lower Extremity Review. The day before Thanksgiving, I'm hoping to have my son Adam, the CEO of Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, rejoin me. Along with my grandson, Griffin, Adam's son, and get a 10-year-old's perspective on sports and how he's enjoying what he's doing, and you know, that should be a fun show. We'll see if that happens. I'm hoping that's the case. A little bit of Dr. Bob wisdom. You know, I'm developing these segments, the Sports Doctors In, and I've done them casually over the years, both with British Columbia's TV show, Run With It, with Christine Blanchet. She's been a guest of ours a dozen times. And once a month, the Sports Doctor's In, going back 4 or 5 years, we would be with her monthly on all sorts of topics. A 5 to 10 minute segment. Years ago, probably 3 to 4 years ago, Lou Vickery, the former Yankee Cardinal pitcher, author of 25 books and business and motivation, and his pitching coach was Whitey Ford. His career was cut short with a shoulder injury, and he had a show in the Panhandle called Lou in the Morning. And for a couple of years, once a month, again, I'd show up, the Sports Doctor's In segment, spend maybe 20 minutes with him. We're now also joining the popular podcast Fit After 40, with some segments, again, of the Sports Doctors In, with whatever the topic happens to be, whether it is the physical side of sports medicine, injury prevention, injury treatment, et cetera, whether it is the endless array of expertise that I've had the privilege of being involved with over 1,000 guests over the decades, in so many different areas, again, of health and wellness, of life, of sports medicine, of parenting, or of coaching, the team doctors of the Yankees and or the White Sox and Bulls participating, and so many different areas of expertise. Gosh, a couple of months ago, we had from the Netherlands, Gerard Waters, who is a Taoist master, the Tao, the art of the Tao, 2,500-year-old wisdoms like simplicity and compassion, and he was talking about the relevancy today in and out of sports in so many different areas. So the development, again, any podcasters out there in the health and wellness area, the medical area, that want to add the segment, the Sports Doctor's In, they could email me, drrwile, sportsdoctor at yahoo com. Also, if there are questions that we could add to the mix with the emails, same email, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. And I think we have a couple here if we have time. Rich says, my 11-year-old son plays soccer 3 times a week. He's had heel pain on and off at least the past 2 seasons. He was diagnosed with this calcaneal papillositis. Rich, calcaneal papillositis is a aggravation inflammation of the large growth center that runs down the back bottom of the heel in young boys and girls. That growth center solidifies into all bone in boys, maybe 15, 16 years old, girls who might be 13, 14 years old. Point being that growth center is very susceptible to stress. Soccer is famous for even no matter how young these kids in soccer shoes, they've got these cleats right under the heel, right under the ball of the foot, which also are growth centers. So what you want to do is get out of those cleats, get into a multi-nub shoe that spreads the stress evenly across the heel. If it's this persistent, again, recurrent, I've had great success, Rich, prescribing orthotics for years in kids this age to control the stability. Sometimes it's the shearing force. Imagine a collapsing flat-type foot is famous for causing shearing stress on that. So what might have been aggravated from running, jumping in a million ways could then get perpetuated by the foot mechanics. So see podiatry. Pay attention to that. Grace says, I'm a 40-year-old runner. How key is lower leg length discrepancies? If you've got a problem posturally, again, foot, ankle, knee, one side, even either side, shin splints, et cetera, runner's knee, that's persistent, then the leg length difference could make a difference. Leg length difference could be physical. Someone had an old fracture, healed, shortened. Otherwise, a lot of times, postural, pelvic tilt can be related. Orthotics can really pay big attention to that. Again, type 2 juvenile diabetes, a lot of new information on that. We'll be really specializing in that area, the importance of exercise with all youth. Do something about this diabetic scourge. Thanks, everybody. I'm friends with UPS Radio.